Something that really intrigues me is the difference between the American legal system and the British legal system. For instance, in Britain, are you innocent until you're proved to be guilty, or the other way around?
No, that's actually on the continent. You find in France, you're guilty until proven innocent. No, here you're innocent until proven guilty.
Right. And what about if you're convicted of drug dealing? Are you always sent to prison, or is there sometimes a fine?
Well, it's different in Scotland. I don't know exactly the laws there. Their laws are slightly different, but here it's quite often something. You know, quite often it's a fine. Yeah.
Right. And weaponry. Is it an offence to carry a weapon, such as a gun or a knife?
Oh, most definitely, yeah. I mean, guns are pretty much illegal, are very much frowned upon, and so are knives. Yes, it's definitely an offence.
Gosh, it's so incredibly different, isn't it? And if the police arrest you, are you allowed to call a lawyer?
I believe so, yes, yes. As soon as you get to the station, you're given the option
right.
to call a lawyer. Obviously, you don't have to, but I should think in some cases it's quite a good idea.
Absolutely. And if the police suspect you of a crime, is it legal to remain silent when they question you?
I think you do. Yes, you do have the right to remain silent.
Right.
Although I believe the laws change slightly, and it may the fact that you remain silent may be used against you in court.
Oh my goodness! Mm. Right. Okay. And how about if you're charged with a crime? Do you always go into custody while you wait for a trial?
No. You can get bail, either a cash bond bail, which someone has to post for you, or you just get police bail, which is free, and they'll release you on that until they want to call you up again.
Right. Okay. What about if you confess to a crime? Do you always get a lighter sentence?
No. It's not like in the States where you get plea bargaining. Here, just because you confess to a crime, it doesn't mean you're going to get a lighter sentence. It depends on the seriousness of the crime. I'd say no.
Right. And how about, are there any crimes which you can be executed for?
not anymore. Oh, yes, no, there is one, actually. No, I think it's treason,
really?
Which they would probably use in time of war, but...
See, again, that's a huge difference. Because,
absolutely, absolutely. But not for murder. I mean, if you just murder someone, if you bump someone off, then you can't be hung. But if it's against the state, I think you could still, theoretically have your head lopped off and put on a pole above the Tower of London.
Ooh, scary, scary. Mm. And is there always a trial by jury for serious crimes?
Yes. Minor crimes tend to go to magistrates' court, but Crown Court is with a jury is always reserved for serious crimes, yes.
Wow. And who is the person who decides on a sentence? Is it the jury or is it the judge?
Usually, in most crimes, the jury will give a decision on whether they're guilty or innocent, but it's usually the judge that does the sentencing,
right.
Say how long it is and what term and so on.
It's amazing, it's just so many differences between the two systems.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow, interesting.